Hey, in this week's English lesson, I am going to teach you English words that will help you start sounding like a pro. Are you ready? Well then, I'm teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. All right, have your pen and paper ready. I'm going to teach you the word you need to learn for Sunday of this week. The word is empathy. Ooh, excellent. Again, empathy. Good job. Now, this word empathy, it literally just means the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Again, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. I love this word because I am empathetic. I experience empathy when I think about what you go through as an English learner. Remember, I speak Korean, and I remember how challenging it was for me as an adult to learn Korean. It's not easy. So I can understand how you feel. I'm expressing empathy, understanding and sharing your feelings. Make sense? Excellent. All right, check out this first example sentence. She showed great empathy by listening attentively and offering support to her friend in need. You got it? Good. Here's the second example sentence. Developing empathy can lead to stronger relationships and better communication. Empathy is so important to have strong relationships and build them. Here's the third example sentence. The teacher's empathy toward her students' struggles helped create a supportive learning environment. This is what I hope is happening between you and me as well. I want to create a supportive environment by letting you know that I understand what you're going through. Make sense? All right, so again, the word for Sunday is empathy. Good job. All right, moving to Monday. Again, learning a new word each day of the week. Monday's word is gratitude. Good. Again, gratitude. Excellent. Now, this word gratitude just means, notice first, when I say it fast, it sounds like this. Gratitude. Ooh, you got it. Now, this word just means a feeling of appreciation or thankfulness. When you appreciate someone, wow, thank you so much. One of my friends, this is not story time, but I'll still share it with you. When I was sick, one of my friends offered to bring me soup. I was really sick. I couldn't get out the bed. I couldn't go anywhere, and she brought me soup. Gratitude. I expressed my thankfulness. I appreciated what she did. This is what gratitude looks like when I said thank you so much to her. So, sentence number one, expressing gratitude towards others can strengthen relationships and foster a positive atmosphere. It's very true. I actually got closer to my friend after she brought me the soup. I realized, wow, she's really a kind person. Sentence number two. Practicing daily gratitude by reflecting on things to be thankful for can improve overall well-being. I wake up in the morning thankful to have another day to help you, it's true, speak English with confidence. I am so excited that I get another opportunity to help change the lives of so many people around the world. What are you expressing gratitude for? What are you happy that you are able to do? That is sentence number two. And sentence number three, showing gratitude for the small things in life can lead to a greater sense of happiness. In English, we say gratitude. Good job. That's Monday's word. Now let's look at Tuesday's word. Tuesday's word after me, integrity. Good job. Again, integrity. Excellent. Now, this word just refers to the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Live a life full of integrity, doing the right things for the right reasons. In English, we say integrity. Good job. I have something on my lip. Got it. It was an eyelash. So once again, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Here's sentence number one. His integrity was evident when he refused to compromise his values, even in difficult situations. He would not compromise his values. He wouldn't back down. He held up his standards. His integrity was evident. And sentence number two, a person with integrity is trusted and respected by others. Sentence number three, the company's commitment to integrity is reflected in its ethical business practices. You got it? Excellent. So again, Tuesday's word is integrity. What about Wednesday? Again, you're learning a brand new word for each day of this upcoming week. After me, compassion. Good. Again, compassion. Excellent. This word compassion just refers to a deep sympathy and concern for the suffering or misfortune of others. You care about their well-being. You want to help them. For example, I remember prior to going to Korea, I developed this strong sense of compassion for homeless people. I wanted to help them. I wanted to give back. So even when I was in Korea, I actually set up a program where once a month, the foreign missionaries would come together and hand out food. I was showing compassion for the homeless because I really understood how challenging their situations were. Compassion. Here's sentence number one. The nurse's compassion and care provided comfort to the patients. Sentence number two. Showing compassion towards others can make a positive impact on their lives. And sentence number three. The organization's mission is to promote compassion and support vulnerable communities. Make sense? Excellent. So again, for Wednesday, the word is compassion. Good job. All right. The next word for Thursday, empower. Oh, good. Again, empower. Excellent. I love this word. Here's the meaning of this word. The process of giving someone the power or the authority to do something. You're giving someone the power. For example, one thing I love to do as an English teacher is to empower you. I believe in you. I believe that you can achieve each and every one of your English goals. And I love empowering you. That's the main reason why I create these English lessons each week. Because I want to empower you and reveal that, hey, if you follow these simple strategies, these simple methods, you will, I promise, be able to speak English fluently and with confidence. I want to empower you. Make sense? Excellent. All right. Check out this example sentence. The organization aims to empower women to take control of their lives. Next, sentence number two. The coach's lecture on leadership empowered the team. And finally, sentence number three. The CEO empowers her employees to make important decisions. You got it? Excellent. So once again, the word is empower. Good job. Now we have a bonus expression, an expression that we as native English speakers use on a regular basis. The expression is keep your chin up. That's right. Your chin up. Again, keep your chin up. Excellent. I'm going to describe this situation that happened several months back. There was a basketball game being played by some college students, and one player missed a layup. He didn't do well on a play, and he was feeling dejected. He was feeling down, and his head started going down. And his teammate suddenly ran up behind him, put his hand on his chin, and lifted his chin up. Why? To remind him, hey, keep your chin up. Stay encouraged. Don't feel down. And that's exactly what this expression actually means. To stay positive and hopeful in a difficult situation. This is true for you as an English learner. Keep your chin up. So let's check out some example sentences. Here we go. Sentence number one. I know things are tough right now, but keep your chin up. Think about it. When you're exercising, sometimes it gets a little bit challenging. It's hard. You're breathing heavy. You're sweating. And you don't want to keep going, but you have to remember, I know things are tough right now, but keep your chin up. What about this example sentence right here? Losing the game was disappointing, but we need to keep our chins up and keep practicing. Hey, I know it's hard. I know that we lost the last game, but we have to keep our chins up. We have to stay hopeful and continue practicing. Again, keep your chin up. And what about this third example sentence? She faced many challenges, but she always kept her chin up and never gave up. Despite the circumstances, despite the challenges, she never gave up. No, she faced many challenges, but she always kept her chin up and never gave up. So again, keep your chin up. Excellent. I love it. All right. So you've learned quite a few words today. And I want to remind you, if you want to keep getting words from me on a daily basis, from Sunday to Friday, totally for free, don't forget to sign up for my free, absolutely free daily English vocabulary newsletter. Go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com and you'll have me in your inbox every day. I'll talk to you next time. You still there? You know what time it is. It's story time. Hey, I said it's story time. Now listen, earlier in today's lesson, I mentioned that I had compassion on homeless people. And I mentioned that when I was in Korea, I started this program where once a month, the missionaries and I, missionary teachers and I would go and hand out food. I want to give you a little bit more detail about that program because something happened one time and I had to keep my chin up. So each month we would collect money. We'd all donate money and we'd use that money to purchase the food that we take out to the homeless people. Remember I said we were missionaries though. We didn't have a lot of money, right? So we would all kind of put money together, but we needed a certain amount to take to actually the restaurant to purchase the food. We didn't want to take 10 meals out there and then you get 50 homeless people and you didn't have enough. So we needed around $500 to $700 each month in order to get the right amount of plates of food. So this month we only had $300 collected and we were planning on going out that Sunday. So it was around Monday of the week right before we were going out the following Sunday to feed the homeless. We needed $200 more to get the minimum amount of meals. So I was stressed. I was a little discouraged. And I was praying hard. I was like, Lord, where are we going to get this $200? We really want to feed the homeless, but I can't pressure the missionaries because we're all struggling. We don't have the money. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And the day before I had to place the order with the restaurant, randomly, I got a raise. They gave us a bonus out of nowhere. We didn't know anything about it. And do you know how much my bonus was? $200. In that moment, I remember literally sitting at my desk in Korea, turning on my computer and seeing the message that the $200 bonus had been given to us. In that moment, I remembered, you have to keep your chin up in challenging situations because they will work out. God had answered my prayers. I just needed to keep my chin up, and I got that $200 immediately to get out of my bank account to use to purchase the meals for the homeless people. And we all were able to go out and feed the homeless. And we had a wonderful time literally having conversations with them. We didn't just drop off the food and leave. We spoke with the homeless people. And it was a great experience. So remember, no matter what your situation is, keep your chin up. I believe in you.